Hi, boys and girls, and welcome to Mrs. Passero's Mindful Monday podcast. Every Monday, a new episode will be posted to help teach you mindful tricks to calm down your body and mind. Does anyone know what mindfulness is? Have you heard that word before? Mindfulness is kind of what it sounds like. It is keeping your mind full of thoughts that are about what you are doing right now. So if right now you are sitting eating lunch, if you are trying to be mindful, you will think about the lunch you are eating, how it tastes, and how it makes your tummy feel. If you are playing a game, to be mindful, you will just be thinking about the game and trying your best. If you are trying to be mindful listening to this episode, your brain is thinking about what I am saying and trying to listen. Usually, our brains have lots of jobs and different things to think about in a day. When we are in class, we might be thinking about what we have to do next, what we'll have for lunch, and what we have to do after school. This can make our brain tired, worried, hyper, or stressed. It can make it hard for us to focus, do well in school, or listen to instructions. If we give our brain a break and do a mindful trick, our brain will be able to calm down and work on focusing on just one thing at a time. This will make you better at whatever it is you are trying to do, like a sport, a game, or your homework. So let's talk about mindful tricks you can try. The first trick is called the five senses trick. Your body has five senses that tell you about where you are and what's going on around you. They are taste, smell, touch, hearing, and sight. This trick helps you focus on here and now to give your brain the break it needs. First, sit calmly where you are. Name five things you see around you. You can do this out loud or in your brain. Name four things you can feel around you with your fingers. Name three things you hear. Name two things you smell, or your favorite smells if you can't smell anything. And then finally, name one thing you taste, or your favorite food to taste. You can do this trick as many times as you need, and you can even practice it with a grown-up or friend. This trick can be used anytime you need a brain break, and can be done in your head if you're in class and can't speak out loud. You should practice this trick in the morning before school, or maybe after school when you come home, or even before bed. There really is no wrong time to try this trick. The more you practice, the better you will get at remembering to use it. Let's try one more trick. This trick is about calming down our breathing. When we breathe slowly, we calm down our brain and body. This can help us make better choices and focus easier. Sometimes when we are excited, angry, or worried, we start to breathe very fast. This makes it hard for our body to feel right. Try this breathing trick to slow down your breathing and feel calm. First, breathe in through your nose like you're trying to smell a delicious cup of hot chocolate. You can even hold your hands like you're holding a cup. You want to breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then try and hold it just so you feel comfortable for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then breathe out through your mouth like you're blowing on the hot chocolate to cool it off. But you want to make that breath go for 6 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So remember, we'll breathe in through our nose like we're smelling the hot chocolate for 4 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then slowly out of your mouth like you're blowing on the hot chocolate. Okay, so breathe in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold it, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How do you feel? Do you feel calm? You can do this trick as many times as you need to, maybe in the morning or before bed, or if you have really strong feelings and you need to calm down. So, boys and girls, I hope that you practice these new tricks that you learned and learn how to be mindful. I challenge you to find something to do today and try and be mindful with just thinking about doing that thing. And I'll see you next week on our Mindful Monday.